In your practice, do you or your staff ever flame the distal ends of a Nitai arch wire? If so, you may find the results of this next article quite interesting. This process of annealing the distal ends by passing them through a flame works by changing the mechanical properties of the wire to allow a permanent bend to be set. However, the extent to which this affects the properties of the remaining length of the nickel-titanium arch wire is unknown, and was the focus of a recent article by Fiera da Silva and colleagues titled "The Influence of Distal End Heat Treatment on Deflection of Nickel-Titanium Arch Wire." As you can surmise from the title, the aim of the study was to evaluate the force deflection behavior of nickel-titanium arch wires adjacent to the terminal ends submitted to a flaming heat treatment. The study protocol entailed selecting 10 arch wires of 4 different manufacturers in both 19x25 nickel titanium and 16x22 nickel titanium for analysis. The terminal 28 millimeters of each end of the samples were cut, with one end being used as a control and the other for the test group, providing a total of 80 samples in each group. The last 5 millimeters of the test samples were subjected to heat treatment by placement in a flame of a standardized temperature and duration of time. The mechanical properties were assessed with a 3-point bending test at 36 degrees Celsius in a device simulating a premolar bracket and a molar tube at either end of the span. The center section of each wire was first loaded to a deflection of 3.1 millimeters and then unloaded at a rate of 1 millimeter per minute. Further results, the authors reported that as expected, overall, the 19x25 Nitai samples displayed higher force levels than the 16x22 Nitai arch wires at all activations. However, in comparing the effects of the heat treatment, the deflection force at maximum activation and then at deactivation of 1 millimeter was not significantly different between the test and control groups for either arch wire dimension. This led to the conclusion that heat treatment to anneal the terminal ends of a Nitai arch wire does not alter the mechanical properties of the adjacent portions of wire. This was an effective and straightforward study, demonstrating that there are no negative mechanical effects of flaming the ends of a Nitai arch wire. However, despite this, several orthodontic pliers exist which can be used to place cinchback or small V-stop bends in Nitai wires without the need to play with fire. The complete version of this article by Fiera da Silva and colleagues can be found in the February 2016 issue of the Dental Press Journal of Orthodontics.